series with Theodora Onegin Venema. She is a highly acclaimed and renowned life coach, as well as very highly successful real estate broker, luxury real estate broker. She works with high-income, highly educated investors in Europe who are seeking the American dream. And out of that passion and out of all the expertise that she has when it comes to knowing the tax codes, she's got a legal experience underneath her belt as well as a lawyer. And she is originally from Europe. She's from the Netherlands, where we just had an opportunity to visit just recently for an extensive television video project that we did on location with Theodora, where she took me and our crew around to various points in the Netherlands to see the connection that really is rich and deep between the United States and the Netherlands, which gives us a nice perspective even more deeply on the relationship and the desire that people have in Europe, specifically the Netherlands, Germany, Luxembourg, places of those thought process. These are areas where they love to come to the United States. They love specifically to go to warm and sunny Florida and its tropical environment, and also the fact that the state is growing by leaps and bounds. 127 million people visited Florida just last year alone. Places like Orlando are booming and growing. Matter of fact, did you know the number one place for spring break now is Orlando, Florida? They're not going to Nassau and Aruba and all the other places they were going to. They're going to Orlando because it offers so much. Plus, it's within range of the beaches on the West Coast or the East Coast. So Theodora knows all of this, and strategically she has laid ground for her company, Downtown Brokers, where people seek out happy in Florida and being happy in Florida and selling the American dream. Downtown Brokers is based in Orlando, Florida, and constantly Theodora is flying back and forth between the United States and Europe, coming back here to facilitate everything in the United States and keep things moving and meet with clients and developers and the properties themselves, which we had an opportunity to visit when I was in Orlando, Florida, to see Theodora in action. And then also going back to the Netherlands to various conventions and expos, like the Second Home Brewers, which we just attended recently, and also meeting one-on-one with investors and clients who are interested in getting second homes, investing in property, warehousing, commercial property, residential property in Florida, and seeking out and living that American dream, whether it's just for investment or whether they want to move and live in the United States. She helps all of it. She is in the Netherlands right now. She's still there. I'm back fresh from the Netherlands, but she is still there, wrapping things up, getting ready to come back to the States for a bit. And then she's going to be off to other parts of Europe soon as well. But we like to kick things off always with our very special and exclusive This Day in History that Theodora generously puts together. And we're going to kick off the show with This Day in History, April 1st. And there won't be any April Fool's jokes. These are real things that happened this day in history. Let's welcome her back to the show. Theodora, thanks for joining us once again. I know you're in the Netherlands right now, getting ready to dart off back to the States. Welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Jim. It is wonderful to be back. And, of course, on this day, April Fool's, in the year 527, Byzantine Emperor Justin names his nephew as successor. That's way back when. Then in April 1st, 1748, the ruins of Pompeia rediscovered. This day on April 1st in 1792, Groningen et a Palm demands divorce rights for women. Look at that. Then on this day in 1889, the first dishwashing machine in Chicago. Wow. On this day in 1891, artist Paul Gauguin, think of painters, leaves Marseille for Tahiti. Then on this day, April 1st, in 1970, Nixon limits cigarette advertising, and see what happens. On this day, April 1st, in 1981, daylight savings is introduced in Russia. And here we are today, Jim. Another day in history.
Another day in history. In April 1st, 2019, in the Netherlands, Theodora Onikenwenema just enjoyed some fabulous smoked eel, huh? Which is a delicacy in the Netherlands, right?
It certainly is. Smoked eel and herring. You pick it up by the tail and you eat it with or without onions, chopped freshly.
That's right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, the herring I've had, and it's delicious, the herring. I haven't tried the smoked eel yet. I'll have to try that next time I'm back. But the herring, absolutely delicious. And all the cheeses and all the chocolates and all the wonderful things that we enjoyed while there on our trip. And we're working on the editing right now behind the scenes of this video interview and on location project we did in the Netherlands, which is looking beautiful. So I encourage folks to stay tuned. That'll be out before you know it. I got a chance while I was there, and you were taking me around to Utrecht and Zandvoort and Alsmeer and these other wonderful places within the Netherlands. Some of the wonderful differences between business-minded Americans and Europeans, and also some of the similarities as well. Why do you think, what do you see? Because you go back and forth between the countries, so you see the differences in the mindset and business. And why do you think it's also important for you to merge cultures so everybody can work successfully, Theodora?
Well, it's amazing if you see how Americans do business. They do it quite differently than Europeans. Americans make fast decisions. They want it done yesterday. Well, Europeans, they sleep on it for a few nights. If it sounds good today, let's see how it sounds 2-3 days from now. Of course, that drives Americans crazy. Up comes my role as the mediator in the transaction. Who holds the transaction in place? Because while the Americans are getting antsy and frizzy, the Europeans just sleep on it. Well, there lies the dilemma.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, like you say, the Americans are doing business in a quite different manner than Europeans. And that's why it's important for people to connect with you, because you understand those differences. You understand those nuances, right?
Yeah, the nuances are critical. And, of course, the Europeans are doing things their way and the Americans are doing things their own way. And that is no comparison. And they don't know from one another. So unless you merge that together and help the one side, then help the other side, understand the other side, it's not going to happen. Nope.
That's right. It's important to be aware of it all. And again, you live and breathe it. You're always back and forth between each country. There's even things like taxes, too. You and I had discussions in the past, actually in person in the Netherlands. The taxes are quite high there versus Florida. Another reason why Florida is so attractive from an investment perspective. What are the taxes from the Netherlands like for the vantage point of our listeners who might not realize it? And why does that, having high taxes there, urge residents to seek out the endeavors in America?
Well, in the Netherlands, taxes are high, taxes on what you purchase are high, taxes on the car are high, taxes on fuel are high. So high sales taxes, let's say 21.5%. I don't know how New York is, but Florida is 6 or 6.5, depending on the county. Then we have luxury taxes. If you drive more than a Volkswagen, you're going to pay luxury taxes. Then you pay high fuel taxes because, you're going to pay high fuel taxes because you're in that car. In other words, get on your bicycle and you save those taxes. In Florida, that means instant savings for those Europeans that come and do business in Florida. Especially in Florida, no income tax. That seems unfathomable to somebody from the Netherlands. How can you have no income tax? They have 52% income tax, pretty much, if you have a good earning. And then you add to that some luxury taxes, wealth taxes, fuel taxes. Whoa. It makes Florida a real deal. Of course, the nomenclature is quite different. They seemingly use the same terms. Like, I hear Europeans say cap rate. Well, cap rate, that's a different animal than it is in America, which means I have to explain a few things. What are we really talking about? Are we talking about income, income minus costs? Which costs? It's amazing how confusing that world gets. But they use the same terminology, and that puts my role on the map. I need to explain to the one party what it really means, and to the other party what they are expecting. And that is when deals happen.
And that's the beautiful part of that, and having the knowledge ahead of pursuing things is essential. Why do you refer to your teams as the dream team?
Well, as we just said, it gets very complicated in the international arena. The entire team is essential. Each one of the team of lawyers, CPAs, accountants, notaries, came from outside the United States of America, meaning they went through this process of finding the dream themselves so they can associate with our clientele that's looking for the dream today. They can make things clear, how it was different for them, what they need to take care of, and how to. It's very essential that they have an idea of what downtown brokers actually can mean for them in terms of the different laws, the different taxes, and the different real estate laws, and the different expectation of what a realtor does for them. In the Netherlands, that's quite different. In America, a realtor is quite involved in the transaction, and that is essential for a European getting into the real estate in America.
Essential is right. That's the operative word right there. Essential. So it's great to have that dream team at your disposal. Why is it important, would you say, Theodore, for you to continually stay on top of those cutting-edge trends and keep abreast of pivotal changes in the economy?
Well, as you know, Jim, when Europeans make decisions, it's made dependent on what they are used to, what they're looking at in their home country. So for me, I need to be abreast of what's happening in Europe, what's not happening in Europe, why changes are happening in Europe, because that influences their decision-making process. It influences the stock markets all over, including USA and Europe, and it's very essential that I keep abreast of trends and elections in certain countries and evolutions so that I can clearly define what my clients need to do to get to the American dream.
Which is, again, having this knowledge and the wherewithal and staying on top of those cutting-edge trends and the pivotal changes, vital. And the fact that you do and your team does, it's critical, but also so helpful to the clients. Your experience immigrating to the U.S., we've talked about extensively at a young age and achieving tremendous success, it's essential in the coaching aspect as well, not just the business aspect, but the actual coaching other hopeful individuals and sort of helping them gain and attain those hopes and dreams that they have, right?
Yeah, if you think about it, to coach anyone, you have to have experienced the same experience yourself. Otherwise, you can't help. How could you feel what my clients are feeling? And that is very essential. Over all those years, I experienced all those immigration hurdles myself. And they are hurdles because Nothing gets done easy, no. No rules and change of rules. And what's the effect of the change of rules? Nobody would listen to me if I had not experienced the same thing myself. So trust. Trust is established because I went through it myself. I went through immigration hurdles myself. That establishes that trust that clients have in our company and what we do. We went through the same immigration trials and tribulations. Clients are looking for that trusted source, someone who understands truly what they're going through. If I hire a CPA in Orlando, anybody down the block has no experience other than CPA work, and the client will not be happy. They're looking for someone who went through the same. And they're looking for the best and tailor-made solutions. Cater to their specific needs, because guess what? No day is the same in my life. It's not like cookie cutter. Okay, here's your answer. Go. No. We do it with same passion as our clients, and that's what's expected. Purchasing Florida is something that comes with a passion. If you don't have that passion, you're not going to get it completed because there's those little obstacles, and we have to work through those. Surprises, we hate surprises. That's why we step into our client's shoes, and that is the critical step that makes Downtown Brokers unique.
Now, you've got, which I've had an opportunity to experience, actually, while in the Netherlands, your TV show in the Netherlands, Life is Beautiful. Tell us about what that's about and some of the focus and how you so eloquently during the course of that show really promote the United States and specifically Florida, the American dream, happy in Florida, all of that to the Netherlands television audience.
Life is Beautiful caters to the clients that are looking for that Florida dream. How do you live the Florida dream? How do you get it? So whatever country in Europe you're from, whatever state in the United States, really, you can live the Florida dream. And why Florida? Well, you said it before, 127 million visited last year alone. Florida has great tax advantages. On top of course, the American lifestyle that everybody's looking for, from Canada, from Europe, from Brazil, from Asia. They come from everywhere. 30,000 families from California moved to Florida last year. Why? Opportunity. We have 800 miles of beaches, golf courses, one every corner. Go left, you find one. Go right, you find one. Orlando alone has 1,500. Well, I'm in the Netherlands, right? So we just opened the golf course again for the summer. Well, meaning it's just about freezing, so you have to be a real sport to be knocking golf balls around right now. But that's what the real enthusiast does. In Florida, you can just leisurely play all year round. The team. The Downtown Brokers team takes care of it all. Born outside the United States, like our clientele, we bond, and that makes it all work. You want to invest in Florida, and we have the team ready for you.
And I tell you, the fact that you have the visibility in the Netherlands is really great. You were instrumental in supporting these water wells, too. Tell us about that, where they're located. And, again, it's just showing that you also give back and help support others. Tell us about the water wells. What's that all about?
Well, as you do business, Jim, you look around and you see people that have less than you and are in not very desirable conditions. And one of those was, hey, Africa has a shortage of water. Those poor women and children, they have to go back and forth to that dirty old river, haul off water for the day, and do the same thing again the next day. And Life expectancy is about 30+, and that's about it. So our Orlando team supports communities around the globe, including Haber Salaam in Addis Ababa, Africa. There's no water there. But it's there, except they cannot get to it. It's so deep down under. So we decided to drill for the correct location, set them up with instruments, teach them how to run the instruments, teach them how to run their new life, which is we now have water. Women and kids go to school, and they themselves run the whole entire operation. And they have a life, and they have a future. And that's what we love to do.
See, that's, again, that's all part of the entire package people are getting when they deal with you and with Downtown Brokers. You also helped with an orphanage in Boca Chica, Dominican Republic. Tell us about that, too. That must have been an amazing project.
Yeah, well, you see that people go on vacation in the Dominican Republic from everywhere, including the Netherlands, USA, Florida, and there's a lot of people from the Dominican Republic in Florida, in fact. And we were building, doing real estate, yes, in the Dominican Republic. And what do you see? You just look around and you say these poor girls just living the way they've lived for centuries and centuries. So you can actually pull up the sleeves and help these women. So we decided to put up an orphanage for 52 women of all ages, I have to say, between 2 and 16. And we put them in this home together, teachers along with them. They stay there all year, all day, every day. And they get taught computer science. They get taught sewing and admin. So these women, when they come out of there at the age of 18, they all have a job. That's unheard of. These women have a life and a future. And then we have room for another and another and another girl. And that's just one of these little things that we do. We help the world being a better world. And that is an absolute beautiful, rewarding thing. And they maintain it themselves, like the water wells in Africa. So it keeps on keeping on.
All in a forward movement. It's a beautiful thing to be involved in that project. You also, if people aren't aware, as I'm aware, what prompted you to acquire a commercial pilot's license?
Well, going back and forth between the Netherlands and USA, that usually goes with an airplane, right?
Yeah.
Long swim otherwise. So therefore, you know, my curiosity, what happens in the cockpit? Well, who am I to say, well, I'm going to find out for myself. Yeah. So I just took up to the airport and I said, I want to take flying lessons. Well, that created quite a stir, but then again, that's exactly what I did. So I went taking flying lessons, got all my licenses, got a commercial license, and said, well, it's pretty good. It's actually pretty fun. If I didn't have to work every day, I'd probably be up in the air flying around in circles like the birds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful thing to do, and I love it. So since about 30 years, I've been flying and loving it till today.
It's fantastic. It really is. You're very much a role model for other women. Tell us about that, how you like to empower other women as a role model for everything you've done.
Well, Jim, it's amazing. Women adore what I do. They love what I do. They want what I do. And I teach them what I do and how I do it. That's pretty much the short and the long of it. Women, as you know, are multitaskers. Of course, that's a point of discussion, but I think it is true. Juggle work and kids and this and that and the other thing, and I'm a role model, yes. They listen to what I do and what I do every day, and they get inspired and want to do the same. their families, mm-hmm. their husband working, kids at school, issues. Hey, you can do it. Just do it, like Nike says, right? Just do it. Mm-hmm. So juggle and take charge.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. And that's what's really important, to know that you can do that and you can really get it done. Let's talk about some of the other, how you have time to do all this, I don't know, but you actually have other activities that you enjoy as well, Theodora.
Well, the advantage of traveling the world and being in business around the globe, I love traveling. Yes, I'm traveling by myself, regretfully, quite a bit. But then again, certain occasions my husband comes along. I love exploring new worlds that I haven't seen before. Every year on the calendar, we put things that we have not done before. Don't know what to expect, but we just do it. This year, we traveled to Prague and Budapest. Never did that before. We're going to have a boat ride on the Danube. That sounds very intriguing. Of course, we're familiar with the Rhine. The Dutch are all familiar with the Rhine, but the Danube is quite a bit further out to the east. New things inspire us, of course. Traveling is exciting. You could stay home and mow the grass. Yeah, sure. I play tennis and golf. Yes, love to swim the ocean. But then again, the Danube is quite intriguing. And I'm sure the Apple iPhone will take lots of pictures. We don't have to worry about 36 on the roll. That history lesson is past. So I'm sure as long as Apple stays on guard, we can make lots of movies and pictures of all the great travel experiences.
Sounds really wonderful. Sounds fantastic, actually. Can't wait to hear more about that. We only have about 2 minutes left, but I must slip this in. You were a recipient of the Year Achievement Award. Tell us about that, gaining such a great honor as that.
Well, I guess it's probably because I stand out, I go above and beyond in my services to others. I go above and beyond where I need to be. In my opinion, a client is not served if the client doesn't gain the expected results. So I make sure they do. I make sure the transaction meets their expectations above and beyond. And that's the key. That's what keeps us in business every day of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's the key to it all, too. Having the success that you do and sharing it with others. Again, folks, if you are interested in learning more about the incredible work of Downtown Brokers and our very special guest, licensed real estate broker and life coach, Theodora Onagan-Venema, she is always accessible in Europe and in the United States. And what are the best ways people can connect with you, Theodora?
Call me, 407-557-5446, or send me an email, because I am in and out of the air once in a while, yes, literally, up above 30,000 feet. So email me, theodora@downtownbrokers.com.
And the website again for Downtown Brokers?
www.downtownbrokers.com, with all your answers.
Fantastic. For all the answers. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Theodora. Safe travels back to the United States. I know you're coming back with a lot of great investors and a lot that you've gained through second home buyers and their other travels that you've been on, embarking on while there. And looking forward to the next show coming up as well. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Me too, Jim. Looking forward to it next week.
You got it. Safe travels back, and we will talk again soon, Theodora. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye now. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, our very special guest, Theodora Onagan-Venema of Downtown Brokers. Go to downtownbrokers.com to learn more. She's a licensed real estate broker and founder of Downtown Brokers, LLC, a full-service boutique real estate brokerage, successfully investing in Florida real estate for over 30 years. Really incredible. Very empowering individual. And always a pleasure to chat with here on CUTV News Radio Live. Stay tuned. More shows coming up throughout the day. Jim Masters, once again, for all of us here. Thanks for being with us. And have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day. Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live. It's 1 p.m. Eastern here on Monday, April 1st, 2019. Hope you're having a great day. We welcome our audience across the United States and Canada and our international audience as well, live here today on CUTV News Radio Live. We are continuing.